Blog Talk Radio.
At a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. This is Chris Chadwick. We are ready to let the smoke roll. We are ready to get hog wild in the house. Got to give a big shout out to all my listeners out there. I want to tell you a big thank you from me to you. I really appreciate all your support, all your kind words, all your archive listens, all your call-ins. Guys, I appreciate everything you do for me. I'm right here doing this show every Wednesday night for you. This show is all about you and the Q. This is the people's show. I'd love to have you call in. I'd love to talk barbecue with you. I'd love to talk events. You know, we talk in styles, flavors, and profiles. You know, I just love it. I love to meet everyone that calls in. I really appreciate you, and thank you for calling in. Guys, I appreciate you listening in. We're going to continue to do a show. We're going to continue to try to rock it out, keep interesting things coming in. You know, we've got a real big show planned tonight. We've got some special guest callers calling in. We're going to talk about the new Travel Channel American Grilled show. The premiere, the debut episode is tonight. on Travel Channel at 8 o'clock Central Time. Really excited about that. So as soon as this show is over, we're going to cut it off a little quick where we can all get settled in to watch the show, American Grilled. Got to give my buddy Brian Small a big shout-out. He helped get this all lined up for me today. Unfortunately, he's not going to be in the house tonight. He will be, hopefully he will be with John Rees, X Nation, tomorrow evening. But he is having his premiere party tonight. So we want to wish him the very best and hope he has a great time. And I know this show is going to be a lot of fun. We in the barbecue community, the cooks, the grillers, we love to watch it. We love to talk it. We love to do it. And that's what it's all about. So let's get hog wild right here. Got to give a big shout-out to my sponsors real quick. You know, without sponsors, I tell you what, guys, if you have sponsors, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't have, you know what I'm talking about. We just do it right, represent the product, and just keep it real, guys. That's what it's all about, keeping it real, doing it up right. That's just the real way to do it, and that's the way Chris Chadwick's going to do it. So, you know, I've got to give Barbecue Superstars a big shout-out. Without Barbecue Superstars, I wouldn't be on the air. Daryl Mast is who actually encouraged, helped, and set me up doing a blog talk show. I really appreciate Daryl. He helps me out a lot. I mean, he gave me that push, that belief in me to do this. So got to give Daryl Mast, Barbecue Superstars, a big shout-out. Go to BarbecueSuperstars.com. Check out their website, their shop zone, their video information. It is loaded up full of valuable barbecue information, products, teams, events. I tell you what, it is amazing, the content at that website, BarbecueSuperstars.com. Don't be left out in the cold. Get on the hot grill and go in and check it out. You will not be disappointed, I promise you. Frontier Charcoal. I'm always letting the smoke roll with Frontier Charcoal. Go to FrontierCharcoal.com. Check it out. Like their Facebook page. They've got a big promo going right now. It's a buy one, get one. I use the lump, and I tell you what, guys, I used a little of this, a little of that before I started using Frontier Charcoal, the lump, and I really like it. I have a stick burner, big, non-efficient, but it is pretty efficient now. With the lump charcoal, it keeps the temp, keeps my heat, puts the color, puts the smoke. I'm telling you, it does a phenomenal job. FrontierCharcoal.com, check them out. Go to Facebook, give them a big like. CookShack.com. Cook Shack has all kinds of cookers, accessories, rubs. It's there again. It's a phenomenal website. Go to CookShack.com. Check them out and get you something right there off Cook Shack. Junior's Rub for Grub. Junior's one of my first sponsors, and I've just got to tell you, he's a fine fella, a dear friend, and I greatly appreciate his friendship. He has got a awesome rub. If you've never tried it, it's time to. Junior's Rub for Grub, you can catch him on Facebook. Junior's Rub for Grub, Junior's Up in Smoke. All right, go to rubforgrub.com. Also, Green Mountain Grills. I tell you what, I've used stick burners all my life, charcoal cookers, gas grills. I never had used a pellet grill before I used my Green Mountain Grill. And it is a finisher. It is a game changer. Go to greenmountaingrills.com. If you can't get in touch with someone to get you a Green Mountain, you get in touch with me. I will hook you up. Mention my name in an email. If you purchase a Green Mountain Grill, that's worth a Green Mountain Grill cover. Greenmountaingrill.com. Check them out. Talking pellet grills, I've got to give a big shout out to Country Boy Wood Pellets. Go to Facebook, check them out. They have got a fine hickory hardwood pellet. Low ash, burns clean, good smoke. I use it every competition. Country Boy Wood Pellets. Check them out on Facebook. If you can't get in touch with anybody, get in touch with me. I will hook you up. Meatrake.com, Meat Rake's phenomenal little tools. Grill grates, if you've never had any grill grates, everybody needs a grill grate. Very, very good product. Any patio pit master to competition pit master will use a set of grill grates. Mad Cow Cutlery, got to give them a big shout out. Man, they've got some fine knives. I have got a set of Gero knives made in Portugal. They hold the edge. They do make your prep work so much easier. Mad Cow Cutlery, check them out on .com. Check them out on the web or Facebook, Mad Cow Cutlery. I can just keep on and on, guys. And, you know, I've just got to keep thanking my sponsors, TalkTexanBarbecue.com. Mr. Philip Lujan, he has got a whole set of rubs that will do anything you need to do. He has got beef injection, pork injection. I use them every competition. TalkTexanBarbecue.com. Also, check out Sweet Smoke Q, Mr. Jill Elsner. He has got an awesome juice, sauce, spicy sauce. Jim has got a complete set of injections and sauces. And let me tell you, he is setting the Florida Barbecue Association on fire. He wins. So he's doing something right, guys. Go to SweetSmokeQ.com. Look him up on Facebook. And try some of his products. It's some good stuff. I just can't say anything bad about it. I like it. Daigle's barbecue sauce. Ted's got a complete line of barbecue sauces, Cajun barbecue sauces. I tell you what, they are game changers. They have got a glaze to them that is just far suppresses a lot of other sauces. Daigle's barbecue sauce. Mention my name with your order and get a 15% off. But, guys, I've got to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors. I really appreciate everything they do for me. They continue to help me, and I really, really do appreciate them. Got to give a big shout-out to my newest sponsor, Best One Tire, right there out of Jackson. Their slogan is, invite them to your next blowout. And I'm telling you what, they will take care of you. Firestone Distributor. They have got some phenomenal prices and deals on tires, and they can fix you up in no time. Best One Tire in Jackson, Tennessee. All right, guys, I tell you what, we're going to rock it out and start. We've got callers in queue. I want to welcome them to the show. We will be talking. We've got special guests coming in tonight, Ken and Patty Fisher from DateNightDoings.com. If you're on Facebook, if you're in any of the Facebook cook groups, you know who I'm talking about. Man, they put out some gorgeous food. Plating is exceptional. I mean, you know the taste is just off the chart, what they do. You know, I've got to give them a big shout-out. They will be with us here in a little while. We're also going to be talking with David Waters from Florida, and Lori Frazee's going to be in the house tonight. Both contestants on the new American Grill Travel Channel show. Can't wait. It does debut tonight. We'll get some details about that, talk about the experiences, see what's going on. They're going to tell us how much they enjoyed doing the show. I tell you what, I know they enjoyed doing it, and I know it was a ton of work because myself, I have been on a show, and it is a lot of work. It takes a lot of discipline. And you just got to grin and bear it, work it, do it, make it happen. And I tell you what, it's a lot of work, but I wouldn't trade the experience for it. No other way. I'll do it again if I ever get the opportunity. So let's get these callers in queue. Let's see who we have here. The chat room is up and running tonight also. The number to call tonight, 347-202-0263. Call in. Don't be shy. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have some great people on with us. We're going to talk some grilling. We're going to talk some cooking. We're going to talk some barbecue. It just doesn't get any better than that. We're going to talk to people that love to talk about it also. So I'll tell you what, when you get good people in the studio, you've got them talking everything about cooking. Hey, that's what it's all here for. Let's get this caller queued in. They've been patiently waiting on me. So let's welcome them to the show. Caller 352-489. Welcome to the show. Who do we have here?
It's me, Chris. It's Lori.
Lori, welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I just was listening in to You Are Ready for Us.
Well, I tell you what, we have had a busy day. I tell you, the work, the regular work day, plus the fun time of doing a show, all comes together on Wednesdays for me. I know it's Tuesday night. Lori is the Barbecue Superstars Super Show host of Tuesday night. And I am so honored to have you here with me tonight, Lori. And I just can't wait. We've got another caller in queue. I'm going to call them in. I mean, queue them in. But I can't wait to hear about your experience and all the fun that you had. Now, I'm excited.
Me too.
Well, let me get this other caller queued in. They've patiently been waiting also. Caller 501-276. Welcome to the show. Who do we have?
What's up, Chris? It's Andy from Southern Crunk.
Oh, Crunky. Andy, what's happening, my brother?
Oh, man, I was checking you out on the old Facebooks, and I wanted to throw our little pitch in there, too. Don't forget, you know, I know your show's about the grill, but the barbecue crawl's on after the grill tonight, and you might see somebody you know on barbecue crawl tonight.
And I tell you what, I'm excited about the crawl, too. I can't wait. I just don't know who in the world I would see that I know on the crawl, but I just can't wait for that. I'm fired up. You know, it's barbecue. It's the Barbecue Network right here on Travel Channel this evening. I can't wait.
I know it.
I'm excited about it. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. One of these days, I'm going to get in on some of that action. I'm telling you, I just got to get in on it. I'll be that guy behind everybody holding their hands up, you know, in the air. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, man, it sounds like you got a great show. We're actually heading over to Randy's and fixing to do a little watch party and do a little grilling out, and we've got a busy schedule coming up. We've got three in a row coming up here in Central Arkansas, and so we're going to be back to back to back in the next couple of weeks. But I just wanted to call and remind you to, you know, at least throw the crawl out there, too, you know. So.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you did. That's right. And that starts, what time does that start now? Does that start
at
7?
Well, it's at 9 tonight. It's on after,
okay.
after the American
okay.
Grill.
Right.
Okay. All right.
There's two episodes at 9 and 9:30.
All right. That's what I was for sure about. But, all right. I thought I could catch them all. But, yeah, we had to give we got to give Dave Q a big shout out and see what kind of thug she's got on the show with her tonight. There's never.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Yeah,
we
went up to Lexington, Kentucky, and did the little Sam's thing, and we had a good pork cook, but that's about all I could say. The rest of it was. We kind of had a mental breakdown, I think. We changed a couple things up last second, and it just backfired on us. So,
you know, it was one of those things. But
you know, it happens, and that's just part of being a cook and going to cook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we love it, and that's why you've got three back-to-back. It didn't devastate
you
too much. So,
no,
it
don't faze the crunkster.
No, I know it don't. I tell you what, I can't wait to see you guys again. Wish you, hope y'all have a great evening tonight, but wish you the very best on this three back-to-back. I know you're going to get
it. Yeah, we appreciate it. And, you know, we're still trying to eyeball a TBA, you know, event coming up, and hopefully, you know, we've just got, you know, crazy summer, and then maybe we'll see what's going on in the fall. If you guys keep rolling, you know, maybe we can find something close enough where we can run up there and show you Tennessee boys how to get crunky.
I hear you, Crunky. All right, brother, we'll make it happen. We'll have something if we have to, if we just have to create one just to get you here.
I'm down with that, Bubba. I'm down with that. Hey, I tell you what, I'm gonna hang up and listen online, and you guys have a good time tonight. Have a good show, and we'll see you soon, bro.
All right, brother. You have a good evening. Appreciate you calling in, Andy. Tell Randy I said hi and don't get too crunky tonight.
I'll do it, brother. See ya.
All right. All right. Take care. Well, do you know who that is by any chance?
No, what's his name?
That's Andy Allen. He is one half of Southern Crunk barbecue team. You got Randy Hill and Andy Allen.
Yeah, you know, I've not had them on, and I do know who they are. And I was wondering what they were talking about getting crunked. Yeah, they were on Pitmasters a couple seasons ago, weren't they?
They were. Yeah. And also they do some imported cameo shots and work, and they'll be on Barbecue Crawl tonight after the American Grill show with Diva Hughes.
I was going to mention that that was on in case you didn't remember or had a note about it, because that's always a good show. And, you know, I never could get Diva Q on because my show used to be on Wednesday nights too. And so now I'm going to see if I can hit her up for a Tuesday night appearance.
Well, hit her up. She's busy like we all are, but I tell you what, if she can, I'm sure she will.
Yeah.
She's a card, and I enjoy the Travel Channel. I enjoy the Barbecue Crawl. That's a good, you know, it's what we do. We love to do it because, you know, it's our thing. And I tell you what, just like you, you know, you had a big cook this past weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, and I got my ass handed to me.
Well.
I got crunkified, I guess, because you know it was a different kind of contest. It was non-sanctioned. It was really intended just to be on the beach. It was a beautiful facility, but it had GBA, KCBS, and FBA judges. And if you look at the scores, it looks like everybody had one meat that one of the tables just didn't like. And I'm telling you, I've been kicking butt in brisket, and I was third to the last in brisket, and it was really good. It was small, but it was good, and it was cooked perfectly. So they just didn't like my profile. But what I told, I put a little note in Facebook, and it said after awards that the organizers called me back up there, and they happily handed me my ass. Sorry, man.
Well, that's, you know, I tell you, it does happen like that. We've all been there, and we'll be there again. I mean, it won't be the last if we keep cooking.
I know, but you know what's weird is I really realized, because I've learned to be a really good loser when I started doing barbecue competitions. But
yeah.
You know, because I'm pretty used to winning at a lot of things, but man, I'm a great loser now. But I was really ticked off at myself, and I just couldn't figure it out. And then I realized, we're a bunch of competitive people, and, you know, then you get your head around it, and then you move on and just go, okay, when's the next contest? I can't wait.
That's it. That's just like we were talking, you know, like Andy said, you know, they went down to Lexington, Kentucky, to the Sam's event, and that was a pretty good haul for them boys, you know, because they're Arkansas. They didn't come out like they wanted to, but it's one of those, oh, well, when's the next one, you know?
Yeah, but I would have thought there would have been a closer Sam's unless they just had too many other competitions in between.
That, you know, I'm sure there are or was, and they might not have been able to. I don't know how the Sam's really completely works. I guess I need to call Michael McDermott and see what he's over a lot of that now.
Have you not cooked that before?
Nope, never have.
I'll tell you, I enjoyed it. I hated the fact that they had issues, and I guess they have ever since they started with electric, but I really enjoyed it. It was my first KCBS contest. I did pretty well. I placed in two things, and so overall I felt really good. They were real accommodating, you know, as much as they could be, but I enjoyed myself. But they have regionals, but they allow you to go to another one because, like, the day of ours in Florida, big contest in Fort Pierce, and if I had already paid for Fort Pierce, I would have gone there And that's why a lot of guys from Florida didn't make it, and they went to Dothan, Alabama to compete.
Right. I remember something about that.
Yep.
We actually had one several years ago in Jackson, Tennessee, in between Memphis and Nashville, right there off 40.
Right.
And they didn't have it last year or the year before, I don't think. I mean, I think it was about 3 years ago when they had it there, and they hadn't had it there since. And I just wasn't aware of it and in it like I am now, or I would have hit the one in Jackson. I mean, that would have been 40 miles down the road, and that would have been an opportune time to go cook a Sam's.
Yeah, well, you know what happened? That I guess it was 3 years ago because it was the first year I was competing. They had like four of them in Florida, and they didn't realize it was the first year, basically, and they didn't realize that they were just putting on too many. People were coming from Georgia to compete in Florida, and so they tightened them all up and changed it. I mean, I think their distances are great. It just sucks when it's, you know, during a big competition or a regularly scheduled competition, you know.
Right. Same day kind of, same weekend. Yeah, that always hurts, but, you know, I tell you, that's going to be something till the end of time is conflicts on dates.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just, there's nothing we can do about it. We just have to pick the one we want to go to, and that's what we go to. You know, we're not wishing the other one bad. We're just having to go to the one we can go to. And so,
right.
With that being said, that's just all there is to do about it. We have another guest, Lori. Now, Daniel will be calling in a few minutes.
Okay.
But we have another guest. We have another guest in queue, and I'm going to queue them in. And really excited to talk with them. I don't know if you have ever had been able to talk to them or not, but I'm sure you've seen posts in the past of Ken and Patty Fisher, DateNightDoings.com.
Absolutely. I've had them on, and I'll just sit back and really enjoy their visit because they're something.
Well, I've got them in queue. I'm going to welcome them to the show. I'm excited to have them because I have followed them forever, and I'm just ready to get them queued in. Let's get them queued in and welcome them to the show. Caller 951, Mr. Ken, this is Chris Chadwick. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure for you being here. Glad to have you. Just excited to have you. What's going on? Tell us what's good. What's on the menu?
Actually, what I'm cooking right now, I've got, I had a bunch of rib tips, and I smoked those for a couple hours, and then I put them in a crock pot till I finish them off, and I shredded them, and I've got them on the grill again in my baked bean recipe. So I've changed my baked bean recipe I've been working on for 20 years using these smoked rib tips. So I shredded them like pulled pork, and I'm just waiting till they come off.
Man,
I can smell them here, all the way on the other side of the house.
Sounds delicious. I tell you what, all my callers, all my listeners tonight, we're proud to have Mr. Ken Fisher here with us, DateNightDoings.com. You just keep kicking out some phenomenal plates, some dishes, and I just want to personally tell you, I really enjoy looking at them, checking them out, and just I enjoy all your posts. I mean, it's just a pleasure to read them. And
well, thank you. Thank you very much. I don't consider myself in the same league as you guys, though, you comp guys.
Well,
I mean, you guys take it to the extreme. And I'm just a backyard griller. The things that I'm trying to do is I try and address all the backyard guys and show them that you can actually do anything that you can dream of. What I find most folks overthinking, it's really, really very simple.
Well, I agree completely with that. You know, the extreme, the competition cookers, myself included, I love to cook in the kitchen. Now, I firmly believe you have to be a cook in the kitchen before you ever go out on the road and try to compete at a barbecue competition. I would call that. That edge that gives you, knowing if this doesn't turn out or what if this needs to be changed, it can be done. I'm kind of like Robert Irvine on Dead or Impossible, not Rested Impossible, but Dead or Impossible. I get out in the middle of something and I create and I make things happen regardless. We're going to put out some fine food, but we might have to bend the rules a little bit. And not the rules as far as the top cooking, but bend it. We might add this instead of that to make it good. And
change everybody's concept of expected.
That's right. That is exactly right. So you've changed up your baked bean recipe that you had for a long, long time, and you're using
that
rib tips.
That recipe is religious, if you ask me. Just as it is, it's religious.
I understand.
I thought I'd try some smoked rib tips in it and see what happens.
Well, I'll tell you what. Finished off, smoked them out, got them good and tender in the crock pot, finished them out on the pit. Now, you are a pellet cooker, correct?
Yes, sir. Actually, I've got both Green Mountain and Louisiana grills going today. I smoked some eggs on the Louisiana. We're going to do some deviled eggs here in a bit also. And get some ribs off the, I've got the Louisiana's new side box cold smoker. And threw a couple racks in there just playing with it to see. And it's actually supposed to be a cold smoker, but I'm on the edge of the desert. It's past the season here to do cold smoking.
I threw
a couple ribs in it, racked the ribs just to see. I did some chipotle orange ribs.
So now, what area are you from exactly?
I'm in Hemet, California. That's about halfway between Palm Springs and Riverside. And just to look at it on the thermometer, just hot.
Hot.
But it's a dry heat.
Right. Dry, hot heat. Yeah, just all you have to do is take your grill outside and let it sit in the sun, and you can cook whatever you want to without ever plugging it up or turning it on.
Hey, when I turned it on, it came on at 100.
Oh, I know. I completely understand that.
Digital controls. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you what. Now, what is your on your pellet cookers? What is your favorite flavor of pellet that you prefer?
I've been having a lot of fun with Louisiana's new, I think they're calling it their Lady, let me tell you exactly what it is. Anyway, it's their Italian spice blend that they just came out with, and it's their Lady Jill, no, Lumber Jill Italian blend from Lumberjack, and it's got a blend of the Italian herbs and garlic in it, and it puts a nice garlic, finish on things. I mean, you can actually taste it. I know you know how that all works. And then another one that they sent me to try is their New Mexican Heat, and that one, and you can either smell the peppers and stuff down the street. You can smell the chilies and the peppers, and I've used that one doing the chipotle orange ribs that I did, and I used the garlic one on the eggs and the beans I'm doing today.
Really? Them really sound like some delicious smoking pellets. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to have to throw this out there with my pellets. Now, that's really the infused flavors in the wood pellets. You know, it's always been cherry, apple, pecan, hardwood, hickory,
about 14 or so flavors that I know of, yeah.
Right. You know, your basic flavors. But somebody saw me when they put in garlic and onion on my pellets, and they wanted to know what in the world I was doing. And you know, to personally, I thought it was just basically I was infusing, trying to infuse a little flavor with that.
Did it work?
You know, it's the same kind of principle, and it does. You know, there is such a thing as over seasoning, but
not with garlic.
Yes, yes. I personally love garlic. You know, let's open a jar and put a spoon in it, and let's take a taste. But
I got garlic pie posted on my website. It's just out of this world if you like garlic.
I love garlic.
It's not a dessert pie, though. It's a side dish.
I tell you, I have garlic roasters that I love to roast garlic with olive oil and just kosher salt and black pepper. And basically,
you know what I do
a
lot? I don't know if you've seen it, but I usually have a side what I call a garlic skillet. And I take a big old cast iron skillet and I'll throw on a few handfuls of garlic cloves. And I'll take probably half pound of bacon or so and cut that into about 3-inch lengths and throw that in there. And then I'll smoke that for about an hour, throw in some sliced sweet onions. Of course, I've got coarse black pepper on top of all of this. And then bring it up to heat after that until the garlic is done. And I do that as a side quite a bit. Sometimes
well,
I do it also.
Well, you know, you can't hurt it. When you've got garlic and you've got bacon and you've got bacon grease, you know, and you just can't hurt it. I mean, that goes good on anything. I mean, you know... we're just talking flavors and fusing flavors. Now, the Italian wood pellets really sound interesting to me.
They actually mill the garlic in with the wood. I think they're using ash, and they're actually milling the garlic in or blending the garlic with the ash at the mill and then, you know, running it through the pellet machine.
Right.
Actually blending it. They're doing the same with the chilies.
That really sounds innovative, and you know, I think that'll be one of the next things coming into play. Now, this is what brand again? Louisiana?
Lumberjack.
Lumberjack.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, Lori Brown there, Lumberjack.
That sounds really good. Which I'm a huge Italian fan. Anything Italian is going to be good. You can't help but it being good when you have garlic and cheese and noodles and either veal or pork or beef, tomatoes, sauce, grilled, smoked, baked, boiled, it does not matter. That's all going to work very well together. And, What is one of your most popular Italian dishes that you do?
One of my most popular Italian dishes? Boy, I'd have to claim pizza. How's that for a cop-out? I don't do a lot of Italian dishes. I do a lot of Italian sausage in all kinds of different ways and things. And, you know, just about any way you can think of grilling those. But as far as Italian dishes... I have to claim that I'm really weak there.
Well, I tell you what, pizza on a smoker is rock star. You can't get any better than a good old smoked pizza, hot off
the
skin.
And the colors, you can bring in the colors and the blends of things. I'm real fond of the Southwestern style of cooking and the seasonings. So I've done several versions of taco pizzas and Mexican pizzas and anything I can dream up and do, and that's the way I like to go. And I've done some beautiful pizzas.
Well, I tell you, I just recently cooked several racks of ribs, and I had to trim each and every one of them, and I saved all my tips and flaps, and I basically made it premium, pulled the membrane, made it premium pork, and I ground it up in my KitchenAid meat grinder attachment, and I used my sausage stuffer with fresh collagen cases and made me some Italian sausage. And it was, you know, that rib meat is fresh, it's rich, it's flavorful, and it really worked well.
I'm looking to tomorrow. I'm doing 30 racks of ribs, so I'm going to have quite a bit of the tips and stuff, and I just always looking forward to doing something with those things.
That's I tell you what, that's one of the privileges of prepping your own meat is the spares, and you can do so many things with them. But I made the tag and sausage, and I tell you, it's hard to beat. You can't buy it as good as you can make it.
Yeah, I'd like to have a bunch of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, once you trim those 30 racks, you're going to have five bags of about 3.5 pounds of meat per bag trimmed up. So you'll have plenty of pork to play with right there, I tell you.
Yeah, I have some from the market every week also where I sell ribs, so. And I've got a freezer full of them. You know what I do with a lot of it? I live in a seniors community, and there's a lot of people here that are really having a hard time. And I give it to a lot of the seniors, and I explain to them how to cook it up in their crock pot, because most of them, we're talking people up in their 80s. And we're
right.
The kids here. I mean, we're only 60. But in this community, most of them are, 80 or more. And so I explain how to cook it in the crock pot and how to shred it up and how they can mix it into different dishes. And I've got two or three folks like that. I'll give a bag every week or so. And so it never wastes around here. We usually find something good to do with it.
Sure. I can see that. I can see that will not go to waste. I'm a big stickler on not wasting anything, and I can see where that would just be. I'm sure they love it. You can do anything in a crock pot when it comes to pork, chicken, beef, vegetables, and it's. I don't want to say it's just set it and forget it, but pretty much, once you prepare it and put it in there, you can forget it until it's time to eat.
Yep. I don't do much in a crock pot because I like to, do everything I can on the grill. But,
sure.
Some things you just can't substitute.
That's right. Just like that old smoke. You can't substitute smoke with that liquid smoke, I'm telling you that right now.
Yep.
That just... So, what is on... when's the next post? When's the next meal? What do we have coming up? Can you give us a teaser on that?
I can. I just posted just this afternoon a crab-stuffed catfish that we did on the Green Mountain Grill. And I'm not real fond of catfish myself, but this was pretty good. And we had we seasoned it with the Green Mountain roasted garlic chipotle rub that they have, and Patty made a phenomenal crab stuffing, and a few minutes in the smoke, and with that lady garlic, and or Lumber Jill, I don't know why I keep calling it lady garlic, Lumber Jill and the garlic pellets, and that was pretty good. We posted that today, and I'm working on. I'm going to redo this bean recipe with the using the rib tips. I think once you smoke two rib tips, they'd just be out of this world. So that'll be posted soon. I did a tenderloin, a couple of them earlier in the week. I bought two of them, and I thought they were two solid pieces of meat in a package, but it turned out it was one solid piece of meat. It turned out it was two pieces of meat in a package. So I lined them with bacon. Pepper bacon, and then I did a jalapeno jelly coating in there, and then I used butcher's cord, tied them together, did a bacon weave on that, put that on the Green Mountain, I believe, and then finish it off with that jalapeno glaze. And I did one of those with the jalapeno glaze and another one with the chipotle orange. And I really like the taste of that chipotle orange. It's just off the hook.
Well, that
so
sounds
I'll be posting
those. That sounds really good, that chipotle orange. That's a combination you don't actually hear very often.
And it's so simple to make. It's unbelievable. And it's really, really good. In fact, I'm doing the ribs that I'm doing for the seniors, the 30 racks that I'm doing tomorrow, I'm going to do the chipotle orange barbecue sauce with. And it's just amazing how easy it is. I'll take a cup of the sauce, you know, just for something small. I'm going to do a gallon tomorrow. A cup of sauce and some orange marmalade, about a cup of that, and about a tablespoon of chipotle chili powder. Mix it up real well, put it in a microwave for a minute or two, and then stir it up, you know, so it's nice and syrupy and, you know, where you can stir it and brush it.
Right.
That stuff just goes to town. They all blend together really well.
Well, that sounds really good.
It's on the website.
Well, just we'll have to go to that website. But on datenightdoings.com, it's really simple to go to. I mean, you've got all kind of fabulous recipes and information on there.
Almost 400 recipes on there.
Man. Well, I tell you what, and they're all griller friendly. You know, that's what's really nice. Well, I'll say griller friendly. You know, you can do all of them on the pit, on the grill. What do you usually, when you do most of that stuff, your seasonal, I want to call them seasonal glazes, your citrus glazes and things, you know, in the competition circuit, I personally tend to stay away from that type of glaze simply because, you know, you don't want to try it new with the judges, you know. Lori,
yeah, I can see where you wouldn't want to do that.
You know, I mean, you just don't want to. You want to try to put it out on a basic test or something before you want to try at a competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's going off I don't want to say the beaten path, but that's going off the flavor profile of what most people do. And I tell you, I use apricot a lot and mango and peach preserves, apple. Apple, grape, right. I use a lot of different things like that, and I tell you, a fine glaze to me is basically get you onion soup mix dry,
uh-huh.
and reduce apricot glaze, apricot preserves in a saucepan, bring it reduce it to a liquid form. And mix that onion powder with that and see what you got. It makes a phenomenal pork.
Onion powder or onion soup mix?
Onion soup mix.
Okay, I buy that in bulk. I like to use it in a lot of things.
Yes. Just mix that with apricot and reduce it to liquid form. Out of your preserves and mix it up and see what you got. It's phenomenal on pork. I mean, it is a great pork complementing sauce.
I think I'll try that next week. I've been wanting to do some line chops with another glaze. And this might sound funny. I've been wanting to do some pork chops with I forgot the name of it. Shake and bake.
Yeah.
Remember the old shake and bake? Do they still make that stuff?
Yes, I love it. That is one of
and
my traditions.
We don't do any packaged stuff here. I mean, we do everything from scratch.
Right.
The old shake and bake pork chops used to be so good. And I asked Patty, you know, to put it on the grocery list and see if she can find me some. And thought we'd see if we can put some on the grill and see what happens there.
Well, it should work, I tell you. I just have to be honest. I love it. I love a shake and bake pork chop.
Yeah, my mom used to make it when I was a kid.
That's it. You know, that's that's the thing about food. I think we can all relate to that. You know, food, different food flavors and things trigger so many memories, childhood memories for me. And which my dad was a cook, my mom cooked, and my dad cooked also. But it just brings back so many fond memories for me. I think that's why I enjoy cooking as much as I do.
Well, you know, that's part of what we do. We call it our date night, and it's that special night that we usually just ourselves, and we usually try and do something special and just enjoy the evening with just each other. And that's how our website got started, was our date night. Every Friday night, Patty used to bring something, before we got married, used to bring something over really good to barbecue, and 4 6-packs of my favorite beer. And I had to marry her.
And, you got it.
You know, I can't drink. Yeah, I can't drink 4 6-packs of beer anymore, but dang, it is fun to try.
So, yeah, you have a big time trying, I tell you.
I know it. But we've been married 10 years now. But that's how we got started. We cook together, and we're always working on something.
Well, that's really interesting. You know, that's I was going to ask you, how did that actually become? How did it actually become DateNightDoings.com? And, you know, it's just that's how a lot of things come to play, come out, and are created just by regular things we do and enjoy. That's how I have become a blog talk radio show host, quote. I mean, I don't consider myself one, but I sure love doing it, and I love to talk food, and I love to talk to all my friends and new friends here.
Well, I know what you mean. I used to talk barbecue all day.
Well, yeah, we can. What about you, Lori Frazee? Tell us what got you in.
Well, actually, Ken, it's funny you're on tonight. I don't know if you remember being on my show, but I told somebody.
I told somebody
last night on the show that I needed to call you, and then I said, because you had mentioned on my show about your webmaster, because you guys have done such a great job changing your website, and I hate to call somebody else your webmaster, because you're doing it all, and you actually just took some advice from some people, didn't you?
Truly a blessing. Yes, it was. Yes. Our website is actually paying our rent now, and there's no other income here. I'm an unemployed telecommunications engineer. I get overqualified for every job. I even was told I was overqualified when I tried to get a job at McDonald's a while back,
yeah.
Just thinking if I could just flip burgers and make another $400 a month, we'd be okay. But you're right. It's just to me, it's a blessing from God.
Yeah.
And I got 3 phone calls in one day from 3 different friends of mine saying my old website was old and antiquated and difficult to maneuver. He's got a marketing plan. And another friend called and said, hey, we just put in new servers. We'll host your website, you know, update the website, and, you know, come over here. We'll host your servers. We'll host your site for free. And Brad Barrett called and said he just hired Michael, and he's a IT guy, and he doesn't know it yet, but he's volunteered to help me out if I need it.
Oh, well, that's great. But you might get a call from a guy named Steve Staley who does drums, and you may get a call from him, because I said that you're actually on my list to call in the next couple of weeks because I wanted to talk to you about it. You guys have done such a great job revamping that, and, you know, just like Chris said, I encourage people to go to your website besides your post on Facebook, but you've got, you know, 400 or so recipes.
Yeah, and our numbers are crazy, too. We're doing really good on the website.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really happy
for
you.
Yeah, if somebody's got questions, I can help anybody. Just give me a holler. But I do not consider myself a webmaster. I am dangerous. But, you know, I've learned through trial and error, and I've learned a few things, and I've got a few friends that I can call and say, hey, you know, how do I do?
Right.
And but, no, if I can help anybody, I've helped 2 other people build their websites. And I'm more than happy, willing to help anybody with anything. I'm
well,
on a firm philosophy, you grow, I grow, we grow.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, yours really has taken a huge, gigantic leap forward, and I'm so happy to watch it. You know, I've enjoyed paying attention to that since you've made the changes.
Well, thank you very much.
You know,
we feel truly blessed and humbled.
Yeah.
That is, you know, it is a blessing. I am really, truly, I'm really, truly proud to see everybody that, you know, that has this passion to do good. You know, I'm for people to do good. I want people to do well. I want to see them prosper. I want to see some joy come into their life, you know, through this. You know, I'm a supporter. I really am. And I've said that time and time again. And there's no other motive behind it. You know, I'm for you. I'm not against you. And there's so many people that are out there that seem like they're against you. I'm not one of them. I mean, I am truly, I don't know, I'm just a supporter. I firmly believe
that's
why. I
know what you're saying. I've met a lot of really good people in the barbecue world. And I'd really be hard-pressed if I had to put a list together of turds. But, you know, there's one here and there. You know, there always is. You get a bunch of people together. But I don't think I could fill the fingers of one hand. And I've had more good than I have bad.
You got it. That's right. We're around some great people. I mean, this barbecue community has got some awesome people in it. And there are a few elements here and there. Yes.
Good word, I think,
turds.
For them.
Hey, can I ask one more question?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Kent, how are the markets doing in your area? Because I know you were doing really well at the farmers markets.
Well, that's weird. We bombed out weekend before last. I don't know why. I think I came home with more stuff than I took, you know, to sell. But normally we do pretty well. But I think it might be the heat. None of our regulars, you know, were there. I've got regulars with standing orders for tri-tips. And, in fact, we're not going this weekend. And one of my regulars wants to come to the house and get one.
Oh, well, that's
so
good.
I told him I'll cook one. You know, let me know. I'll have one ready for you. I always got a grill
right.
going.
But, right.
It just, last week I was okay, but the week before it was just a total bomb.
Huh.
And like I said, I don't know if it was Patty was thinking it might be because it was the middle of the month and might have to do with paydays with a combination of the heat. But most of the time, folks are doing pretty well at the farmer's market that I'm at. It's a little market. The vendors are all very very friendly and supportive of each other. And at the end of the day, we always end up trading what we might have left of our stuff or different produce and things. And, you know, even if we don't trade, a lot of times they just bring us stuff. Say, here.
Well,
and,
I loved your idea and, you know, had talked about how well you were doing. And I actually approached our local big market that's done weekly. And it's $15, and they provide the tent, and they just would not have anything to do with barbecue. But they allow people with baked goods to come in. So... It may just because I could think about were your tri-tips sitting there for people.
Oh yeah, those people love those tri-tips.
Yeah.
And I used to sell wings, but wings are so hard to buy. You know, wings cost as much as tri-tip.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And that's just, you know, two three wings. And, you know, people aren't going to pay that kind of money.
No. It's out of control, and we're going to see a little more increase yet with everything that's happened in the ag industry. But I'm glad that it's still happening for you. I'll keep an eye out on you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. A little prayer never hurts either.
Yeah, well, I'll probably give you a buzz next week because, like I said...
Anytime you want to call, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, for the people who haven't seen your website, they really should go and check it out.
Well, I tell you, you just can't get any better than that when you get a praise from Roy Frazee.
Come on now.
I have to agree with that.
That's a five-star compliment now, I'm telling you. But we just, I tell you guys... you know, we can talk cook and talk this. Love to talk this. And all night, you know, we just talk. Barbecue, cooking, grilling, flavors, you know, that's what it's all about. And I am so proud to have everyone on tonight. Ken just has a phenomenal site, datenightdoings.com. I mean, you continuously work that on Facebook also. I mean, it's constant.
I admin a few groups there, and one of the groups I'm one of the admins on is Smoking Meat Low and Slow. We've got over 36,000 members.
Wow.
And it's all barbecue. And
that's amazing.
And you're right. You work the Facebook, and you can bring traffic to your website. And the way I look at it, that pays my rent.
Right. And that's the key. I mean, just believe in what you do and enjoy what you do like that, and it's gonna come true. You know, I mean, it's gonna happen. You know, three years ago, we were cooking and watching Pit Masters on the other side of the ropes, and I said I was going to be on that show one of those days. And I had to do it this year, and really, really, really enjoyed it. Just had a great time doing it. And you know, who knows? Maybe they'll have me back again one of these days. Who knows? I don't know. I might have to get Lori to be my backup this time.
Nah, you've got your man in Goob, let me tell you.
Yeah,
well, you know,
you're not going to put any kind of a sauce on it this time, though, are you?
Well, I want to tell you something. You know, this kilo of sauce, I love you. I really do. I love you. And that's all right.
I love you.
You know, I was so into that, and you know, when you get pumped up and you get jacked up and you're in the game, you're in the mode, and you're thinking and you can overthink, you really can. And
yeah.
I think,
yeah,
and I pump
people all the time.
And if I would have just had 20 more minutes to dry them ribs out a little more, I think it would have really, you know, I just. Malcolm Reed even told me. He said, "Man, you got robbed." He said, "If I'd have been on there, I'd have cooked it the same way." And you know, it's just one of them things, and I loved it. And we had some phenomenal product. And yes, I got hammered from a sauce. But you know what?
Well, I'll tell you, I would have sat there and ate every one of them ribs.
I tell you what. After the show, the crew did. So I mean, I know they were good. I mean. The crew, you know, that's pretty extensive. The crew did eat all those ribs. But, you know, it's in the world. I must have done something right because everybody remembers me, and they remember my sauced ribs. So, you know, that's just one of my trademark things now. You know, I'm going to sauce my ribs.
There you go.
But,
I sauced mine also, by the way.
Well, thank you for your support. I mean, I really, you know, and I didn't see anything, honestly, to this day, you know, hindsight, you know, foresight. I didn't see anything. I didn't think a thing about saucing those ribs a little bit, just glazing them. I didn't soak them down, you know, and heat them down. I just put just a dab on there just to set my rub, and that was just. It just didn't set. That's all I can say. It just didn't set. So the world knows me for my sauce, delicious ribs.
There you go.
Well, next time you get another shot, you know, do it a little different.
There you go. If I get another shot and get up there again, I won't show my purple drawers. This time I'll show my red drawers maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
But, you know, to me, whether you win or lose on that show, it's just an honor just to be there.
Yeah.
Who cares if you win? Winning's better.
Well,
but, you know, just the bragging rights of saying you were there, that's enough, at least for me.
Well, I was proud to be there. I agree with what you're saying. I was proud to be there. We had a great time, and I had a phenomenal lady come and help me and provide things for me, and I couldn't have done it without Lori Frazee, and I appreciate you, Lori.
Was that you, Lori, on the show with him?
No, I loaned him my cookers.
Oh, okay.
I literally, two of the cookers, and we talked about it on my show, but two of the cookers I got on Wednesday and delivered them. I tempered them at home with heat and delivered them to Chris on Friday, picked them up on Monday, and then took both of them to a contest and hadn't cooked on either one of them. Chris had them. So it's all good in barbecue hood.
It's all good in the barbecue hood. Lord have mercy, it sure is. Let the smoke roll. That's right. Well, I tell you what, we're having a lot of fun. I got to throw this number out because I hadn't even thrown it out much tonight. 347-202-0263. That is a barbecue number to get me, to get Lori Frazee, to get John Reeves, to get Lance Moore, to get Chris Fulmer. That's the number every night of the week. I tell them to program it in their phones. I don't know if they
Absolutely.
Do it or not. But you got to program this number in your phone, 347-202-0263. I wake up in the middle of the night saying this phone number, I'm telling you, and they say, my wife says, what's wrong with you? But it's programmed in my mind. But we have other callers in queue. I've got to get these guys queued in. We've got to talk. We've still got to talk about our Travel Channel. Ken, it's been an honor for you to be on and stay on with us. Don't run off anywhere unless you have to go.
Actually, I've got people showing up here in just a few minutes for ribs and beans.
Well, by all means, serve them ribs and beans and take care of them people. We greatly appreciate you calling in tonight. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. And you know the door is always open, and you're always welcome right here to call in anytime you want to. And
I look forward to that.
I sincerely mean that. So the invitation is always open. So anytime you want to call in, you call in.
Thank you, sir. Lori, it was a pleasure.
You too, Ken. Great catching up with you, buddy.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. God bless.
Take care.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Well, Lori, that was an honor to have him. I think he's a super great guy, and I sure appreciate him calling in. We've got some other callers in queue. Let me go in and get these guys in, welcome them to the show. We've got three callers. Let me go in and queue them all in. This first caller, I've got to introduce him. I recognize his number. I hope this is his number because I'm going to introduce this as Adam. Adam from Team Two Sauce the Pork. Great guy right out of Memphis, Tennessee, or close by. We've got to get Adam in. He's been on hold for 20 minutes. So Adam, you're queued in, brother. Welcome to the show.
What's going on, Chris?
How's it going tonight? We're talking some grilling techniques, some flavor profiles. We're going to talk the new Travel Channel show, the debut of American Grill tonight. I'm excited to have Lori Frazee here in the house with us tonight. She is on this show. We're going to hear some great stories about this show from Lori. And I've also got, let's go on and get him queued in. This is a new name for me, Mr. Daniel Waters. Hey, Daniel, this is you're live. Welcome to the show.
He's not
Daniel.
There.
Yeah, I'm here. I have my phone muted. Hey, guys, how are y'all doing?
We're good, brother. How you doing this evening?
Doing all right, man.
Glad to have you. We're excited about the show. We want to hear all about it. You and Lori, I believe y'all are on the same series, correct?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. That's how we met.
Oh, mercy. Well, I'm sure we'll hear some good stories now then. I've got a couple. And I've got one other caller. Let me get them queued in and welcome to the show. Caller 423-994, who have we got?
Hey, Chris, it's Will Smith. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing this evening?
Good, buddy. So just thought I would call in and give my two cents about the show tonight since I'm going to be on the show tonight.
Wonderful, 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 Will. Glad to have you, brother. We are just super excited about the new series. You know, anytime a new grilling show, it doesn't have to be a series of competitions, but like going to a barbecue competition, it's cooking, period. When it's a grilling show and there's somebody on it, you know, that even makes it more exciting. American Grilled really is exciting. I know they had several serious cooks in this show, and maybe y'all can enlighten me on some of these cooks. But, man, I'm just excited to have y'all here with me. And let's just get in it and talk about it. Now, Will, are you on the series premiere tonight? You are, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on the pilot episode tonight. I sure
okay,
am.
And so what region is this episode?
It's Asheville, North Carolina. And
Asheville?
Yep, Asheville, North
Asheville.
Carolina.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting. And, Lori, you and Daniel were on another Florida series, but is there what region, Florida?
Well, we
Florida
did Pensacola. There was also Jacksonville. So there were so many people in the state of Florida. You know, they actually filmed. We were the third group to be filmed, but they actually filmed like in a big old circle across the nation. They started, I guess, by y'all up in North Carolina and then worked their way through to Texas. So we were filmed third, but we're going to air sixth.
Okay.
Go figure that. Well, you know, they got to
totally
keep it. They
skipped Tennessee.
Well, I was kind of upset that they're showing us sixth, because if they'd have shown us third, it would have been the night before my birthday.
Oh
man.
I was like, when I saw when it was debuting, I counted down. I was like, sweet, that's going to be like the Wednesday before my birthday. Awesome.
Yeah, that would be a heck of
I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, a heck of a premiere party. But, you know, Chris, you...
I would have needed some moonshine.
What's that?
I said I would have needed some moonshine.
I'm your girl. The cool thing is, Chris, and you, what's nice that you can talk about too is the people that produce this show was Original Media, who does Barbecue Pitmasters.
Right.
And they did an amazing job.
Oh, they were great in Nashville. I know that.
Where'd you guys film in Nashville? Can you tell us that, or is that a big secret?
What's that?
Where did you film in Nashville? Did you film in Asheville?
We actually filmed right downtown in Asheville at some little itty-bitty park. I mean, the park was so small. We walked off the whole park all the way around. And during takes, we had to stop because the reason being we had a firehouse right beside us. And every time the trucks went off, we had to stop filming. So it was a very long day.
I understand how that works.
I'm anxious to see.
Those are the best kinds.
Oh, it was hilarious. It was funny.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see all the different things that get in the way of everybody's filming.
Yeah, I find it funny, too, because the way media, you know, and the way even barbecue might be, some of the best places you find are in those little small hole in the walls in the world. And it's like if you cook in that small park, it's like you find that little cinder block building in the middle of nowhere. It's where you can find the jewels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, we were actually right in the smack downtown Nashville. I mean, the park was – it's a little fit area park. And the city hall is in behind us and everything. And it's a beautiful. It was a great, beautiful setting for it.
They did a great job getting these different locations, I think. And you know that, like, we were on the beach, and some lady pulled up her lounge chair and just parked herself there, and they were trying to intimidate her to leave. She never left. She just stayed right there.
Well,
that's pure entertainment value right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me ask you the premise of the show. How many grillers are in each episode? How many is going down to the wire? I mean, you've got three teams, four teams. Or how does that? What's going on?
They start
on there?
Out with four. It's kind of like Chopped on Food Network. If you've ever watched that, and they start out with four grillers, and they're actually longer periods of time. And everything, and then after the first round, it goes from 4 to 3, and then 3 to 2, and the 2 battle it out for $10,000.
Okay. And now, is the series or the episodes an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Well, I'm excited to watch that tonight. I can't wait to tune in. You know, when you watch something, I don't know if you're like I am, but when you watch something like that on TV, you want to get in there right in between them just get in there and start cooking with them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
No, you mean you want to start yelling at them, going, why did you do that, dumbass? That's what you want to do.
That's exactly what Chris is going to be telling me next week on the show when he sees it tonight. Why did you do that, you idiot?
Well, I understand. I mean, somebody wanted to ask me why I did what I did, too. So, you know,
I'm sure the other two that, you know, Lori and what's the other guy's name?
Daniel's
here
with
us.
Yeah, I'm sure both of you guys were as nervous as I was during filming and everything like that. I mean,
I was never really nervous during filming.
He was
very
calm.
Yeah, too calm. Some would say. I never was. I was never nervous through the whole thing. I think I was more nervous doing the before and after stuff than I was when we were actually cooking.
Yeah, that's the way I was. I mean, I was nervous up to the point to start cooking, but once we started cooking, it was like, you know, get your game face on, let's have some fun.
So, right.
But it's a great episode. It is.
Well, I tell you, you know, I'm sure y'all gonna come across cool as cucumbers. I mean, cool. And now it's time limited. Is each segment time limited, like Chopped or similar to Chopped? You know, you've got to come up with a culinary brainstorm to come up with this and get down to the wire and get it going, right?
Right.
Well, that sounds, it's going to be fun. I can't wait for it to come on tonight, you know. Wednesday night's usually my $6 million band and Bionic Woman night. I'm just going to have to be honest with you.
Well,
but,
you know what? I have to say, too, and Brian mentioned it, you know, it's kind of funny. Brian Small is the casting director for it, and he's done a really good job promoting it today and everything, but he was saying that he's surprised how well everybody has gotten along. In Florida, there's four of us. One of the people have not announced, and he does not want us to say who it is, but Sherry and I and Daniel actually drove from Florida to Georgia to meet me at a contest, or he lives in Georgia, and he met me over in Evans, Georgia, drove a couple of hours to meet me at a contest, so you know that we're all good about each other, and it was all about the you know, it's the journey and the destination in this point.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
You're right. You're exactly right. It's the journey that takes you there, and it's where you go with it when it happens. And win, lose, or draw, it's how you play the game. And it's how much fun you have. And
I don't know about y'all, but I had a blast doing mine.
Oh, yeah, so did I. It was great.
It was great. The people were great. We had Wrangler women that were, they wouldn't let us, we couldn't even go to the bathroom by ourselves.
Yep.
But they were a lot of fun, and I'd do it again in a second.
Well, they let me go to the bathroom by myself because that's just a sexual harassment lawsuit waiting to happen.
Well, see, we had this compliance officer out of L.A., and she would walk around and yell, compliance, compliance, every 2 minutes. So,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She was having fun with it. She'd walk by, and she would knock something off the set or something, and she'd say, oh, compliance, compliance, you know, just to have fun.
They were
just trying to get everybody into a fun, you know, fun going mood.
Our thing was they'd always go cast walking, and then, you know, everybody would. You couldn't go anywhere by yourself. It was still a great time. It was hot. It was windy. There's lots of challenges.
See, we had perfect 75 degree weather. Hardly any wind. I mean,
really?
it couldn't have been a better day to grill. But we started at like 5:30 in the morning.
Could we?
Yeah, 4 hours. So, but it was fun though.
Go ahead. Sorry.
That's all right. I was going to say,
I can say this without giving anything away. It was so windy because, you know, I have long hair, which some of you know, and I went to put my hair up, and they said, you have to do that on camera. So, you know, first they wanted my hair down, but I just couldn't stand it another second. So I put it up, and they go, no, you got to take it down and put it on camera. Put it on camera. It was so windy, it blew the scrunchie out of my hair midway through.
Wow.
Really? Well,
that's not giving
you know
anything
what?
Away.
Listen, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So exactly. They all show tenacity and stamina and strength doing this with all the elements and all the different diversities that come to you. So now, if it was easy, everybody would do it. So I just think you probably knocked it out of the park, just showing how tough and what it takes to be a real cook, especially on American Grill.
On American Grill.
You got it.
Daniel, are you, I mean, you'd do it again, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. I think at first, I would like it better if I could just show up and cook and not have to do all the interviews and stuff like that. But really, you know, I think since we filmed, I probably would do it again if you know somebody was like, hey, we want you to be on this show or whatever. Yeah, I think I would.
Well, let me ask you, did you take your own grills, or did they have all the same pit that everybody had to use?
Unfortunately, we all had to use the same grills.
Yep. I mean, well, I don't know about their episode, but we got to bring in one special cooking item that we could use, a utensil of some sort, but we couldn't use any, you know, we couldn't bring homemade sauce or rubs or anything like that. So.
Right. Well,
yeah, same here. I wasn't really impressed with the grills that they gave us.
Well, you know, I'm sure that's another challenge, a part of the challenge, a part of the series. Now, are they gas grills, charcoal grills? Used?
We can just say yes to that.
Now you can say.
Yeah, it's those char griller. With the sear pan and then the gas and then it has a charcoal, you know, all one grill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's
one of those hybrids.
Yeah, well, but, hey, you got it both ways there. I mean, if you can't cook it one way, you can finish it out the other. I mean, that's all right.
The thing is, they didn't have a sponsor because, of course, that's the kind of crap I'm asking in the background. You know, what's the deal? They didn't have a sponsor, so everything is unnamed at this point. And, you know, I'm sure that's what they'll be looking for next year. But what was good is, except for the one item, and, you know, knowing now what I know, I would do things differently, are the benefit of the people coming into season two is they'll listen to what we're saying and they're going to go, I'm doing what they said, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'd do a few things differently, you know. I'm guessing we all would.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Well,
one big place.
Yeah. You know, really, I mean, you know, not asking for hot water, I guess, but... I don't think anybody on our show actually got boiling water, did they?
No, it was too windy. We probably can't talk about that, though. We can't go into that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they'll explain it. What's cool is they're going to explain it. Everybody will get the premise of the show tonight.
Right.
So I'm really excited to watch it because my biggest fear, Okay. My fiance's biggest fear is, he goes, what if you look like a dumbass? And to be honest with you, I said this last night on the show because I had Sherry. Sherry Williams was on my show. She's part of our contest. And yeah. I don't think that they will make anybody look stupid. The only time I've ever seen one of those show make anybody look stupid was the guy who flipped off the judges and Barbecue Pitmasters because he deserved to look stupid. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't remember them ever intentionally making someone look stupid, but that's my honey's fear, is that I'm going to look like a dumbass.
Well, I know what I was going to say. Let me say this. They want you to look good. They're not, you know, the anticipation of how your show is going to come off is really, really played hard, heavy on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
That plays hard on you. You don't know how it's going to be depicted. But they're there to make a show, and you're there to cook and make the show. They want you to look good. And, you know, I was just so, you know, I was just after the fact, after I was devastated when I come home for about a week and a half, 2 weeks, for saucing my ribs, you know, I just really, really just almost went into a deep depression over the sauce in my ribs.
And speaking about yelling at the TV, I was yelling at the TV through the whole house, through four TVs at you, saying, why are you doing that?
Well,
so I know the feeling about yelling at a TV.
You know, well, that's how you cook a Memphis-style rib.
Yeah,
but
I know, anyhow. And I'm like, I feel your frustration. Let's just put it that way.
You know, and then it dawns on you. Well, how's that going to look across nationwide TV? You know, and you got to take it for what it is.
Yep.
And you got to stand tall and take your medicine regardless, either way it goes. And you know what? It wasn't near as bad as I thought. It really went well. I had a great time on the show. You couldn't tell. Could you tell I was nervous and shy?
Yeah. Well,
just a little bit.
Okay. Well, I just wondered if y'all could tell I was nervous and shy. But, you know, it went fine. I lived to tell it. And, you know, they're going to make you look good. You know, the show is going to be great. I can't wait for it. You know, it's T-minus 32 minutes and counting for the show to come on, and I'm really excited about it. I'm excited for y'all being in the series. I know it's going to be just a great ego boost for all of you. I know it's going to help you tremendously. I just wish you all the very best in the series. We don't want to talk too in-depth on it, but, you know, that's just it's a fun thing to do. If you get a chance to do it again, you say you're going to do it. Lori, you're going to do it again if you can do another one?
Absolutely. I've already applied for other shows. I mean, turned down. I actually had an audition. Matt Barber and I with Florida Barbecue Association, we had actual live auditions for MasterChef, you know, and I've applied for other shows. And I think this year on Pitmasters, it was an interesting way they did it. I understand why they did it the way they did. But I'm all in. I'm sure Papa Neil, I'm guessing you know who I'm talking about from Asheville. He was the main director of the show. He called all four of us in, and he says to you, he goes, once it's there, he goes, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, this is the first team meeting. And he says, you don't know what's going to happen. He said, and if somebody says to you, oh, my God, you got knocked out on the first round, he goes, look them straight in the eye and say, at least my fat ass wasn't sitting on the sofa watching me.
There you go.
And I about lost it when he said that, because it was, you know, it was a way for us to go, yeah, there were lots of applications. They did a long series of interviews and stuff, and I'm just so happy to have been part of it. It's the first time, and, you know, we don't have the advantages that the second season will have to see some things that will go wrong, or that, oh, my God, a million things can happen. And so it's really – there's going to be some strategy next year that we don't have the benefit of.
True, but, you know, we got to also look at it this way.
you know, we were picked to be on the very, you know, the very first series of it. And, you know, we're kind of the guinea pigs for the series. But,
yep.
You know, it's a fun, new, great series. It's a great concept. And it's going to be, you know, I think they're going to get more episodes. And
oh,
I
yeah.
think they're going to get more, you know, at least two more, maybe even three more seasons, I hope.
Oh, definitely. This is a true, you know, you hate to compare it to Chopped because that's not good, but it is a grilling series, and it's a different animal that anybody that does competitive cooking or thinks they know what's going on in their backyard and has never tried it should apply. Because
yeah, for sure.
You never know who's going to be on there, and you might be surprised what somebody will do.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be surprised about what people do on our episode. Let's just put it that way. there's some interesting competitors.
Are you not having a party tonight, a viewing party?
No, I'm not doing a viewing party at all tonight. I'm leaving early in the morning to go up to Ohio for a family reunion and everything. And some people was wanting me to do a viewing party tonight. I was like, nope, y'all have fun. We're just going to take it, relax, and y'all enjoy the show.
Well, that's, you know, I understand some of that thinking. You know, we did have a viewing party, and I didn't get to watch any of it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, not during the viewing party. No, I was in between. You know, I got to see when the – I got hammered to be in third place, but other than that, I didn't get to watch any of it. and you know, and I'll tell you a quick story about that. And this will relate back if you ever see your judges, you know, out. I was at Memphis in May, and Myron Mixon seen me, and I went over and gave him a big hug, and we were talking, and one of my pit guy, went with me from my team down in Memphis in May. And
mm-hmm.
And he made a comment, yeah, he told you about, you know, sauce and ribs, you know, and I wasn't trying to be disrespectful at all. I was just giving my point of view on sauce and ribs in Memphis style. And he says, I'm glad you did. He says, you would be surprised the people that say on their audition tapes, well, when I get there and I'm cooking, I'm going to tell Myron Mixon this, and I'm going to tell him that. And you know, he says, when they come and they cook, and I'm just hammering them down in that line, he says, they hold their head down and they don't say the first word.
they look like
a little puppy. And,
yeah.
You know, and he says, it's really amazing when you put them on the spot what happens. You know, and I wasn't put on the spot. I was just, you know, giving my point of view, and that's what I felt, and that's what I did. And I'm sure the same way, you'll get a lot of respect from your judges, and regardless of the outcome, it's how you play the game and how much fun you have doing it. You know, what I got to say. That's my two cents on that. I'm just excited to have y'all on here talking American Grill tonight. Now, Will, your episode is a pilot episode, is an Asheville, North Carolina episode. It airs tonight at 8 o'clock
right.
on the Travel Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting. And, Lori, yours and Daniel's is going to air what date again?
August 6th, and it's 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern. Okay,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're August 6th.
Okay, August 6th at 8 o'clock Central Time, guys. That's the time, Central Time. They're Eastern, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Well, I just can't wait to watch it. I'm ready to go light my grill right now. I just don't have time. Now, if I had my Green Mountain here at the house, I could definitely turn it on and get something cooking before time. But that's going to be really, I'm really looking forward to it. It really sounds entertaining. You know, it seems like they really got on this series, this production, and actually produced it and got it edited and got it out and broadcasting quick. I mean, the time frame there is pretty fast, isn't it?
Well, I will say that I got an email. Actually, Daniel, you can verify this too, is that we weren't notified when everybody else was last week. They kind of forgot our week, so we just got notified. But they're still going episode by episode, making sure that things are corrected. I got a email yesterday verifying websites and stuff like that for their editing stuff. So they're very thorough. Can't say enough about it. And if anyone's listening that's debating about ever applying, not that I want you to apply and compete against me, but apply. It's a blast. And here's what I will say to everybody that goes, I don't want to lose. Anytime you take the risk, you succeed. Even if you think it's a failure, you succeed because you got out there and put yourself out. And that's how I feel about my barbecue when I compete. You know, I got my ass handed to me this weekend, but I still succeeded because I'm out there when, you know, there's guys next to me that have six people on a team. I cook alone. So did I do okay? Yeah, you're right, I did. So
yep, that's the way I feel too. It's like, we were picked, seven to ten episodes. I don't know exactly how many. So we have, say, 40 people that were picked out of the at least couple of thousand that sent in audition tapes or whatever.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, like I say, we already won.
Yeah, it was just an honor just being picked. That's the way I look at it.
Well, that's the right way to look at it. You know, that's the right way to look at it. And, guys, good things will come from this, I tell you. Because I still have many things coming through, being generated, being discussed, for me being on Pitmasters. And, you know, I'm all for you, and I wish you the very best for that, because just keep it going, keep it rolling, you know, keep letting the smoke roll, because, like Lori says, it's all good in the barbecue hood, and it's going to continue to get better.
I'm having a shirt done that says that. The only thing that Sherry and I talked about last night on my show was I'm bummed out that we didn't get to leave with a apron. So I'm putting it out there to you, Brian Small and Papa Neil, that and I said, I will give you an envelope and send me the one with my crap on it. I don't care. You don't have to wash it. But they took our apron so that nobody would see it in advance, and we don't get one. And I'm sad. I love my apron, so.
Actually, Lori, that was my apron, if you'll remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Daniel gave up his apron to me because it had pockets, and I looked down and didn't have one, and I didn't have a place for my ThermoPen to go. And he goes, I don't need it. He was so calm. Actually, they kept going, hey, Daniel, you might want to look. Come on, put some excitement into this presentation. He was just sauntering around, and, you know, I'm running like a mad woman, and there's Daniel, very calm, but that's how he is anyway. So it was a pleasure to work with everybody that was there, and great things are to come for everyone.
At least y'all got aprons. They had to go, and they forgot to get aprons out of the truck or something for us, and they had to run and go to Walmart at 6:30 in the morning to go get aprons so we could start taping.
That's why
I noticed on the commercial that y'all didn't have the logo on y'all's apron like we did.
Nope, we didn't have. And, well, when y'all's logo came out, did your logo say American Grilled or just Grilled?
American Grilled.
It still said Grilled.
Okay, ours, when it was filmed, the series was originally supposed to be called Grilled.
Mm-hmm.
And you see all the Grilled logos everywhere.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, we still had the Grilled logo. I don't know when they changed that.
Yeah. But, yeah, that morning, they're like, one of the contestants that's on the show tonight, he asked, he's like, well, do we get aprons? And they're like, where's the aprons at? And next thing you know, there's a mad scramble, somebody going to Walmart to go buy aprons real quick.
Now,
it was fun.
I talked with Jeff Bannister by way of Twitter. Can you tell us who else is on your episode tonight?
Who'd you talk to?
I got a Twitter from Jeff Bannister. Who else is your episode?
Yeah, Jeff Bannister was on there. Another guy by the name of Sean Townsend out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And then Dylan Black, and he actually belongs to a barbecue competition team in North Carolina as well, but I forget which one he told me. He's a younger kid. And that's the four and myself, and that's the four that's on there tonight.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it because Jeff put on my Twitter thing that I put a release, you know, the pre sneak peek thing on Twitter, and he goes,
yeah.
I'm the fat guy, and I couldn't believe he said that. He goes, I'm the fat guy on the end, and I'm like,
he's the one that's in the yellow shirt. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Anxious to see it. I'm really looking forward to it.
It was a blast. I mean, when we got there, we had to bring different colored shirts and everything, and they were like, well, no, you wear this one and you wear this one, but don't get nothing on it, you know. And we're like, okay, we're cooking in it. So.
Yeah, we're grilling in it. We're trying to prepare this meal, and we're trying to get it out in 10 minutes or 5 minutes, and you don't want us to get nothing on us. I'm telling you.
Oh.
And, Chris,
well,
you know that we do hours of interviews for 40 seconds of of wisdom, you know, so it's all going to be funny for us to watch it. I'm really excited for you tonight.
I'm kind of scared and nervous at the same time to watch it, to be honest.
Well,
I know some of my answers that I gave to certain questions, and now that I think back on it, I'm like, oh my God, I hope they don't use that on national TV.
That's okay.
Without giving anything away, when they would ask you exactly what you used, could you rattle off exactly what you used?
Oh, what, the mystery components or?
Well, say you had, you know, the protein, and they're like, well, what all did you use? What all did you put on it and use with it? I really had no idea.
Well, I know.
even coming off the set when they're like, write down everything you used, I was like, I don't know now. I mean, I did it 5 minutes ago.
Can't remember.
And the best thing was, the funny thing was, they're like, okay, what are you going to call this dish for the camera? I'm like, blah, 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 blah. You know? That was the biggest thing with us. It was like, okay, what are you going to call this dish? What are you going to call this dish?
Mercy. You had to be descriptive. You had to come up with something very foodie to describe the dishes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right there on the spot.
Flame kissed, seared, garlic. Crim,
burn. Right, there's the key term.
I'm sure that all of them were handled a little differently because we had regional foods to each region was our mystery ingredient. So it'll be really interesting to see, like, I don't even know what yours will be tonight. I mean, I have a guess in my head of a couple of ingredients, but that's going to be a tough one to figure. So, yeah, it's...
They were interesting.
One of your ingredients, now I'm just talking as a spectator, one of your ingredients is on one of the previews because there were a bunch of previews that hit the airwaves today, and I spent time looking at it. I don't know if I should ask you because I saw, I think you got liver mush.
You cannot
confirm or deny?
I can confirm
it's on the commercial.
That's on the show.
I did see a part of that.
On the commercial there.
I can
confirm that that's on the commercial. Yeah.
It's on the commercial.
Let's put it that way. I can confirm that one.
Somebody was chopping it up. I mean, it looks like he was trying to make a pate out of it. Chopping it. I don't know. I watched the commercial earlier, too, and I caught that, but I didn't
Well, let me ask you. Did you guys actually do a bit for the commercial? Because I said, I think they had these guys actually do something separate for the commercial. Can you tell us that?
Yeah, there was a couple bites where
okay.
they came in and they said, you know, while we're grilling and stuff like that, they were like, you know, hold that for an extra 30 seconds, hold that for an extra 2 minutes. Because
did they not
that
do
was,
that to you, Delory? They did it to me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was for the commercial part.
Oh, okay.
You were so frantic that you may have just not noticed that they were doing it.
Because on one of the commercials that they show, like the one for tonight, they're showing a steak, so
yes.
to speak, and that's actually my hands with a steak. Right.
Oh,
they were
have
like
a future
and
hand model.
Sit and move it around and everything like that.
Okay, a future in hand modeling for meat. That'll be good.
There
hey, listen,
you go.
Listen, boys, I'm going to I have to call somebody back, but call me for you that you're on tonight. Call me for next week. I'd love to have you on my show on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I'd be glad to.
Okay, and Chris, I hate to do this to you, but I have to call these people back by 9. Love you, boys.
That's fine. That's fine.
It was,
I appreciate
it was great
you calling
to you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
Lori, I will talk at you later.
Okay, Daniel. Big kiss. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks, boys.
All right. Have
no
a
problem.
Good night.
Okay, you
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye. Guys, I'll tell you what. It's going to be interesting to watch. It's going to be a lot of fun. That is on tonight, American Grilled, Travel Channel, 8 o'clock Central Time. Tonight will be Asheville, North Carolina. Will Smith is one of the contestants on tonight's show. Will, I wish you the very best. I know it's going to be
thank
a lot
you,
of fun to watch. And just kick back and watch it. Enjoy watching yourself on TV. I tell you what, I can promise you that it's fun to do.
Oh, it's
thinking,
still hitting me. It's finally hitting me now that it's going to be aired. It's like, oh, my God, you know, because they told us in the beginning interview stages, they were like, because one of our episode being the pilot episode, the first three episodes, they didn't even know if Travel Channel was going to pick it up yet.
Right.
When we taped it. And it was like, is it going to be on? Is it not going to be on? And then you get the call saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be on at this time and this date and this hour. And
well, let me ask you a question real quick.
Okay.
Something personally, you know, me being on Pitmasters, and I know contractually what I sign and how long I'm going to be under contract with, you know, Discovery. What about Travel Channel? Are you locked in for a year?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I'm locked in. Yep.
Okay.
Of course,
well,
the advantage to us is Food Network owns Travel. Like, they're all owned by the same people. So if we wanted to do something on a related channel, they would
right.
probably release us to that.
Right.
Even on Destination America, they're they're probably not going to let you go do something else for the year.
No, it's right. It's Discovery, you know. So we're locked in for that. So I guess.
Yeah, because I've already had other auditions with other programs.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So, I mean,
yeah,
I
think Lori said she had to. Me, I'm concentrating on GBA stuff for next year.
Right. Yeah.
You said you were tore up for a week after your Pitmasters episode.
Yes.
I went from American Grilled. I went and competed in my first Georgia Barbecue Association event and placed third in pork loin and fifth in ribs.
Very
well,
nice.
Good for you. Good for you.
So I just kind of let it go and went and did my thing.
Oh, well, I went on and competed, but still in the back of my mind, I tell you, just in not knowing how it was going to lay out and how the show was going to air and, you know, all those factors. All those contributing factors, you know, you just think, what if, what about this, and how are they going to do that, you know, that kind of thing, and stayed in your mind. It actually stayed in my mind until it aired. So
yeah,
and
you know,
you
because,
definitely get a back feel of when you're watching a show on TV, you're like, well, wait a minute, I know how they do that now.
That's it. That's right. Yeah, you do. And it takes a, you know how much work it takes, too. Before, you know, I had no idea, honestly, the process or what it actually took to just pull off a show like that. And it's a lot of work, you know, talking about sets and interviews. We were set up, and every 5 minutes we had street sweepers coming by or fire trucks coming by, police cars coming by, and we'd have to stop for everything, quiet. And then we even had crew coming by. Hey, y'all want something to eat? You know, and then we'd have to stop and start over.
We were set up to do our interviews in a hotel, and the room next to us was their laundry room. So we'd be sitting there doing the interview, and all of a sudden you hear that whir of the washing machine spin cycle, and we'd have to stop.
See, we were set up in a hotel for the interviews as well, and you would hear guys going or housekeepers going up and down the hallway, and then all of a sudden they say stop, the housekeeping's coming through. Okay, go again. Can you say that again? You know,
yep.
And
there's a lot of that.
The whole interview process was just mind blowing. You know,
yep,
to me.
Man. Well, guys,
I mean,
I tell you what. Go on, Daniel.
All right, go ahead, man. I was just agreeing.
I was just going to say it's just so, you know, it's a lot to it. You don't realize it until after you do one what all it takes.
Right.
And, you know, it's bottom line, it's a lot of work, and it's not as easy as it looks on TV.
No.
That's a very true statement.
That is extremely true. And it's funny because I hear all my friends, you know, watching cooking shows and everything. Well, I can do that on TV. I can do that. And I'm like, go right ahead, buddy. I'm like, if you think you got the butt, you know, the balls and the moxie to do it, send in an audition tape, get on there and try it. I said, that's all I have to say to it. I said, I have a whole new respect for people that have been through that process now.
Were you guys surprised when y'all got your callbacks? Me, you know, like the first step was like I filled out like some kind of online like survey, you know, what would I do with, you know, what's the best meal I ever cooked type stuff. But then, you know, you did the Skype interview, and honestly, I thought that I was terrible on the Skype interview. And then on the second Skype interview, I actually thought I was worse. And then they called me and they're like, hey, can you be in Pensacola? And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, with mine, it was, I don't know when y'all, you know, I don't know if we're allowed to say when we taped it or not or anything like that. But when I taped mine, I mean, you know, it was about a week before. I mean, well, it's about a month before I did, you know, the little paperwork, the 900 trees of paperwork and everything like that. And then they were like, okay, can you Skype us? I'm like, yeah, sure, okay. Skype interview, I had them rolling. Brian Small was just falling off his chair laughing. And then the next interview, I was like, man, I tanked this total interview. And I didn't hear from them for like 3 weeks. And then probably 5 days before taping, they were like, can you be in Asheville, North Carolina on this day at this time, and we'll take care of everything else. I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
That was the way mine went to you.
Oh, man.
So I really didn't feel good about any of the interviews.
No.
I just, you know, of course, this was, you know, again, first time doing it, so I didn't really expect much to come of it anyway.
Well,
but I mean, given the chance, I would do it again. And Chris, I'm jealous because you got on Pitmasters, and I've been trying to get on Pitmasters for 4.5 seasons now.
Well, let me ask you this: did you see my audition tape?
Yeah, I did see your audition tape.
Me and my daughter
did
that one night at my work in my shop, and we just said we were going to go for it. We just did it, and that's what we did. We were real, and just
just get it up. I didn't cook anything. I didn't have a picture of my pit. I didn't have a picture of anybody else with me.
Right.
I just did it, and just be real, you know, guys. Just be real. You know how it is. Now, I tell you what, I tell you what gets to me is all the paperwork and the back and forth, not counting the Skype interviews, because I was actually on a Travel Channel, quote, series before Pitmasters until the last day, until the last day, and then I was out. I was out, then they wanted me in, and then I was out again, you know, and it was just kind of, and the paperwork, and the forms and duplicates, triplicates, and then all, which, what I was in, you had team members, so you had to get all their information, too, and the faxing, and the, oh, it was just horrendous, and I just said, I wasn't going to do no more dog and pony shows like that, you know. If they wanted me in, I'd do it. If they didn't, I wouldn't, you know. So, but Pitmasters was a lot of fun. I went and just had an awesome time. I feel like I just roosted the roost. I just showed a little of my personality, give them a little hell yeah kind of deal, and just had a lot of fun with it. And, you know, I don't have any regrets. I just hated that the interpretation of the sauce didn't go the way I interpreted it to go, anticipated.
Yeah, but
it
was still a good show, though. This season, I thought Pitmasters was a lot better than the last two seasons, actually. You know, the range of talent that they had on there.
Well, it was a lot of fun. They had a bunch of good guys on there, that's for sure.
And American Grill, it'll be a good thing, too.
Sure. It's going to be exciting. And, you know, guys, I really appreciate y'all calling in and coming on tonight.
Sure, no problem.
I mean, you're like I always say, this show is all about you and the Q. And anytime you want to call in, really, honestly, truly, you're more than welcome to. We do have to give Diva Q a big shout-out. I know after Grilled, American Grilled, Barbecue Crawl will be on. Got to give my rock star buddies Andy Allen and Randy Hill, Southern Crunk Barbecue Society, them guys, they might even have a cameo involved in this or not, but got to give them a big shout-out, too. So Travel Channel is the place to be tonight, and I want to thank all my listeners out there. I want to thank y'all for calling in because it's been very, very entertaining. I appreciate it. I just enjoyed doing this show tonight. And just had some great people on doing it. Now, I'm going to give you, before we sign off, Daniel, I want to give you a shout-out and let you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. You've got a barbecue team. Just if they want to know who you are, just give them a shout-out. And then, Will, you finish it up, and we'll finish
All right.
the show out. So, Daniel,
All right.
the mic's yours.
All right, my barbecue team is Weather Smoke Barbecue. Website, weathersmokebarbecue.net, and we are also on Facebook, facebook.com/weathersmokebarbecue, and thank you for the opportunity to be on the show.
You got it, brother. I appreciate it.
Yep, and mine's Will Smith, and mine's on Facebook at Chatty Town Barbecue, and thanks for the opportunity, and I got to really go because they're rolling the credits right now on Travel Channel, so I don't want to miss anything. But thank you, Chris. All right, see you later, buddy.
Yep. All right, guys, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great night. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, ma'am.
Appreciate it, Daniel. Good to meet you. Well, guys, this is Chris Chadwick. We have had another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. We have been letting the smoke roll tonight. I want to thank everybody for calling in, tuning in, listening in. Guys, we just had a lot of fun. Been very interesting show. I want to thank Ken Fisher from DateNightDoings.com for calling in. It was a pleasure having him on. I've got to give Lori Frazee a big, big shout-out, Barn Goddess. She is a show host for Tuesday nights. I really greatly appreciate Lori calling in. I want to give her the very best of smoke on the Travel Channel's new American Grilled. Also, Daniel Waters, we got to give Daniel a shout-out. We appreciate Daniel for calling in. He is also a new contestant on the American Grilled show. And we've got to give Will Smith a big shout-out. Will is actually on tonight, live right now. He's been live with us, and he is on Travel Channel. The new Grilled show is up, American Grilled, Travel Channel, the place to be right now. After Travel Channel, American Grilled, be Diva Q's Barbecue Crawl. Got to watch Diva Q do it up and work that barbecue crawl. This is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. This has been a Barbecue Superstars presentation. I do have to say thank you once again to everybody. Big shout out to all my sponsors. Frontier Charcoal, Green Mountain Grills, Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser, Junior's Rub for Grub, Cook Shack, Country Boy Wood Pellets, Meat Rake, Grill Grate, MadCowCutlery.com, Sweet Smoke Q, Daigle's Barbecue Sauces, and Best One Tire right here out of Jackson, Tennessee. Guys, I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for helping me continue my barbecue journey and my barbecue passion. This is Chris Chadwick. We've been letting the smoke roll tonight. Hope you all have a great evening, a happy 4th of July. And be sure to tune in tomorrow night for John Ree's X Nation Barbecue Radio Show. Appreciate every one of you calling in. Also, appreciate Adam McCullough from Two Sauce to Pork calling in. We'll get Adam on next week and give him some more time. We appreciate everybody. Y'all have a great evening, and this is Chris Chadwick signing off. With a little, we're going to go one more time here, guys. With a little hog wild.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild. Everybody knows that we're all wild.
week before we put it on the grill, and so I hope it doesn't dry out. But I like that most everybody is cooking the rice.
Good deal.
If not, I realize
My sights are high. My beautiful piece of buffalo is totally raw meat. I've got it. Like I said, you know, the challenge is now to be able to get it by.